Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Tara.
And today we have a very special lesson about a very special day in China.
Right, Mid-Autumn Festival.
Okay, so you guys know what this is. You've lived it, you've loved it since you were, you know, little wee ones.
Right.
Basically what we have today is a lesson talking kind of about, well, how to explain it to a foreign person.
Right, just like me.
Just like us.
Well, you know more than I do. I haven't lived through one of these for quite some time.
It's been, we'll share our own experiences maybe a little bit later. For now, what we need to know is that Andy is a Chinese gentleman. Mm-hmm. Aaron is an American lady.
Right, and basically, Andy is inviting Aaron to come celebrate Mid-Autumn Festival with his family.
Okay, so let's dive right in, take a listen.
Perfect.
Hey Aaron, would you like to spend Mid-Autumn Festival with me and my family?
That's so sweet of you to invite me, Andy, but I don't know much about it.
It's a traditional festival meant for family gathering and Thanksgiving. In the past, it was also about celebrating the harvest.
Oh, it sounds very much like Thanksgiving in America.
Is that right?
Isn't it also about celebrating the moon?
It is. We honor the moon goddess and her family.
Cool. I'd love to join you and your family.
To prep you, why don't we try some mooncakes?
Sure, but what are those?
They're round cakes that can be filled with lotus seed or red bean paste and even pork or chocolate.
What's their significance?
The round shape represents people coming together and sharing, like a reunion.
That sounds like a great way to celebrate. Okay, so we just heard Andy and Aaron making plans for Mid-Autumn Festival.
Okay, and if anybody's still lost about Mid-Autumn Festival, I don't think anybody is, but just to be clear, just sound it out in your head. Mid-Autumn Festival.
Right, mid is middle,
right.
So the middle of autumn.
Just be sure you don't actually say Middle Autumn Festival,
no.
Right?
No. So basically, time for friends, family, and food.
Sure. And speaking of food, we have the word sweet here.
Right. That's so sweet of you is Aww. A great expression. I use it all the time.
Sure. Because you're very sweet.
Well, it's my friends are very sweet.
Right. So if somebody does something very nice for you, you can say, oh, that's very sweet of you.
Right. So great expression. It's just a nice way of saying thank you without
right.
saying thank you.
Exactly. And if you want to say, like, thank you for what, we often say, you know, that's so sweet of you to invite me. Sweet
yes.
of you to say. Sweet of you to do.
Right. And so Andy has invited Aaron. She says it's sweet of him to do so.
Mm.
But there's a problem.
There is a problem. She doesn't know much about it.
Right. Great expression.
Right. I say it a lot.
It's basically, if you don't know much about something, it means tell me more.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Just give me a little information.
Okay. So the information is that it is a traditional festival.
Right. So traditional means custom, something that happens all the time.
Right. And this word is going to, like in China, this word is going to come up a lot.
Right.
Especially if you're explaining things to your foreign friends.
Right. And you can have traditions that aren't connected to a holiday.
That's right.
So if your family goes camping every summer.
Oh, it's a tradition.
It's a tradition. Mm. You can have Christmas traditions.
Right.
All
right.
sorts of traditions are things that you do every single year.
Okay, the next part here I think is pretty cool. It's a traditional festival meant for family gathering.
Right. So meant for is its purpose.
Right.
Or
right.
the reason for it.
Right. So it's not exactly meaning, like, you know, the meaning of a kettle is something that boils water.
Right.
But you can see the connection.
Right. And you can say a kettle is meant for boiling water.
Right. Its purpose, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Adam is meant for...
great things.
Great things. I hope so. Okay, so we're not talking about boiling water here. We're talking about family gathering and Thanksgiving.
Right. So gathering means...
come together.
Come together, get together. When your friend, you and your friends gather, it means you meet, you have a party usually.
Sure.
You have some drinks, some dinner, that kind of thing.
That's right. That's right. Now, Thanksgiving, we're actually seeing this twice in this lesson.
Right. So there's one with a big T and one with a little T.
Okay, so little T Thanksgiving.
This is a time to give thanks.
Okay.
Or the action of giving thanks.
Right, so however you do that, usually just by saying it.
Right.
Right. Hey, it's great to be here with you guys. Let's eat.
Yes, exactly. Now, in the past, however, there was an added meaning to this holiday.
Right. Celebrating the harvest.
Right. So celebrating, partying, having a good time. The harvest?
The harvest. Well, it's autumn, right? Mm-hmm. So that's when you... that's when the food is ready.
Right. We call it bringing in or reaping. The crops.
That's right. The crops. So we always see this in, we're going to see in Big T Thanksgiving.
Yes.
That's when we see all of the pumpkins.
Right.
And all of the delicious food.
Things you bring in from the fields.
Right.
And now what Aaron says is it actually sounds like Thanksgiving in America with a big T.
With a big T, okay. So I'm sure you guys have figured this out now. Turkey, pumpkins.
Right.
Just being careful here, guys. We don't say Thanksgiving festival.
No, we don't. And it's not necessarily, it's usually not a festival.
Mm.
It's usually a time to get together with family and eat.
That's right.
Is pretty much it. And with the big T, this means it's a holiday, the actual day.
Yes.
And just a note, Americans and Thanksgiving, huge.
Oh, it's the big, yeah, it's the biggest.
Huge.
Bigger than Christmas.
Right. I remember going to a conference on Canada's Thanksgiving, and all the Americans were so surprised that we were there. And we're like, what? It just means a day off from work.
Right. It's not really. I don't want to say it's not a big deal. It's just not a huge deal.
Exactly. Yeah. So eventually, Erin actually says something else. She knows a little bit about the holiday.
Okay.
And she asks, is it about celebrating the moon?
The moon.
So we see the word celebrating here again.
Okay.
And what does Andy say?
He says, it is. We honor the moon goddess and her family.
Right. So very useful words. You guys probably know honor.
Right.
So it's a verb here.
Right. So usually we say, like, it's an honor.
Right.
And that's a noun.
Or the other hand, he honored someone.
Well, honor, yeah. I can think of two ways to use it. One is, like, honor your parents.
Yes.
Honor thy mother and father is what we are told to do.
Yes.
But also, like, honor a contract.
Yes.
Like, if you sign a contract saying, I'm going to do this, and then you don't do it, then you didn't honor that contract.
Right, exactly. So kind of respect.
Respect it.
Respect in all ways. And respecting here, the moon goddess.
Moon goddess.
Right. Okay. So what's a goddess?
Well, we know what gods are, hopefully.
Yes.
And the S at the end, ESS, the S sound, makes it sound like a lady god.
It is a lady god. So a goddess is a female god.
Right.
Now, another great thing you do at the Mid-Autumn Festival, this is very, very important, is you eat.
Yes, but there's one specific food that you eat, right?
Right, moon cakes.
Mmm, delicious.
Right, so Andy says to kind of prep Aaron, they need to try some moon cakes.
Okay, so prep?
Right, great verb here. It is actually used as a verb here, but it can be a noun.
Right.
And it just means to prepare.
To prepare.
Yes, to get ready.
We're so lazy.
We are.
We can't even say prepare,
right.
So we need to say prep.
Right. So before our podcasts, we need to prep what we're going to talk about and prep our lessons. So just like you need to do the same thing and try some mooncakes.
I was thinking when I was younger, I worked in a kitchen and I was a prep cook.
Right.
Meaning I just like chopped onions.
You got the food ready.
I got it ready for the real cooks.
Exactly. Now, mooncakes, is there any question about mooncakes?
I hope not.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope not.
I'm sure you guys eat a few of these at least.
Yeah, with a big smile on your faces, I'm
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. So what are some, you know, someone who hasn't eaten a mooncake for a really long time, what are a couple flavors?
Well, one can be lotus seed. So we could say that they're filled with lotus seed.
Right.
My favorite is red bean paste.
Which is the next one.
It's also my favorite baozi to eat.
Okay.
Yeah, red bean paste, anything makes me happy.
My nephew's the same. Yes. Yeah, so here, filled with.
Okay, just, that's what it has inside.
It's put inside. So I filled my gas tank with gas. My suitcase is filled with souvenirs.
Oh, yeah.
I wish, but.
Well, what else could be filled? Oh, there's so many things. I'm thinking lots of candies are filled with something.
Right. So it means there's something inside. Like dumplings are filled with, for example, red bean paste.
Yeah.
And what's the significance of these mooncakes and these flavors?
Okay. So this is where we go back to that question of meaning, right? When something has significance, it means it has meaning.
Right. It means what's important about them or what do they represent?
Oh, okay. So, geez, so many, this is a really like deep philosophical
exactly.
lesson.
Exactly.
So represent, of course, is something stands for something else.
Right. Like a symbol of something.
Right. Right. So when I was in China, I did my best to represent all Canadian people.
Good. Good to hear.
Lots of being polite, saying
thank
sorry.
Thank you and sorry. Right. And so what does this round shape represent?
Well, it represents people coming together, sharing.
Right. So a circle has no end.
That's right.
Right. So it's people join together and they share food and their lives.
Oh, so that's the significance, right? That is what is significant about this shape.
Right. And another way to say this is reunion.
Oh, yeah. Like family reunion.
Family reunion. I had my high school reunion a few years ago. Whoa. I won't tell you how many years it was. But it just means people coming together after not being or not seeing each other for a little bit.
Right, right, right.
Yeah. All right. So we just heard Andy invite Aaron for Mid-Autumn Festival with his family.
Mm.
And let's take another listen to their dialogue.
All right.
Hey, Aaron, would you like to spend Mid-Autumn Festival with me and my family?
That's so sweet of you to invite me, Andy, but I don't know much about it.
It's a traditional festival meant for family gathering and Thanksgiving. In the past, it was also about celebrating the harvest.
Oh, it sounds very much like Thanksgiving in America.
Is that right?
Isn't it also about celebrating the moon?
It is. We honor the moon goddess and her family.
Cool. I'd love to join you and your family.
To prep you, why don't we try some mooncakes?
Sure, but what are those?
They're round cakes that can be filled with lotus seed or red bean paste and even pork or chocolate.
What's their significance?
The round shape represents people coming together and sharing, like a reunion.
That sounds like a great way to celebrate. Okay, so we just talked about a lot of words connected to Mid-Autumn Festival, like traditional and coming together.
Coming to get mooncakes.
Mooncakes, obviously. And the harvest.
Yeah.
What was your favorite Mid-Autumn Festival. Can you remember?
It was my first one.
Yeah, really?
That's right when I came to China around this time. Mm-hmm. And it was great. They gave us lots of mooncakes, which, you know, like the first bite was pretty good. Then they got less good until someone gave me the red bean paste one.
Right.
Then I was like, wow, these are amazing.
Right. They do take some getting used to,
and
they are kind of an acquired taste. For me, it was so long ago, maybe a long time ago. Oh my God, it was a long time, like 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
No, can't be. Anyway, I'm not that old, I swear. So basically, I had just come to Taipei within the month before, and I do, the only thing I really remember, mooncakes.
Mooncakes, yeah.
Yeah, just mooncakes. I'm sure there were other fun celebrations, but yeah, I just remember the food.
That's what really is the most significant part, right?
Right.
I guess the other thing that always stands out in my mind, I'm sure I've said this in previous lessons, and I'm sure I will say it in future lessons, going to a very old hotel in Guangzhou is where the Canadian embassy, or sorry, the Canadian consulate is.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember outside people selling mooncake tickets.
Oh.
But like it would be at a concert, right?
Yeah.
Like, tickets, get your tickets. So that was the first time I ever heard of the mooncake huangyou.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool. So what do you guys plan to do for Mid-Autumn Festival? Are you going to stay home? Are you going to go away? What's your favorite part of the holiday?
And what's your favorite kind of mooncake?
Yes, definitely. We look forward to reading your comments. Take care.
Bye, guys. Waiting round the bend.